Hey, DGens, college football is right around the corner, so you know what that means, right? Mad Max gets to give up his talk time to Sex Panther, take a little nap on the show. Also means the return of MyBookie as a show sponsor. That's right, MyBookie sportsbook and casino platform. You can bet on every game and win anytime, anywhere, straight from your mobile device. No app needed. Just go to mybookie.ag, sign up with the promo code THEDGENS, and you're ready to rock. MyBookie gives you tons of opportunities to win with college football this year. Whether you're rooting for your alma mater like Panther and Ohio State or your favorite team like me and Rutgers, there's no better way to experience the season than having action on these games. But when you use MyBookie, you're not just betting on football. You're investing in your team for the season. When you know your team well, it's easy to take advantage of props, win totals, things like that, early picks for playoff contention. Last year, MyBookie had some of the best odds on the market for the Wolverines to win the championship, much to Panther chagrin, and the bettors who backed their squad saw a 10-time return on their wager. So you got to lock your futures in now while you're waiting for the season to begin, and you got to use that promo code THEDGENS. You're going to claim a bonus up to $1,000 on that first deposit. That's THEDEGENS. If you didn't know how to spell the DGENS, that's how you spell it. And you can start betting college football just with house money. You start off just there you go. Here's some free money. Take it. Take this money. Bet it. Bet anything. Anytime. Anywhere. Only with MyBookie.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Hey, DGens, it is Monday, July 1st. NBA free agency began. The Pistons have a new head coach, and we have three baseball bets to place today. I'm Mad Max. Panthers out this week until Friday, so joining me, Homer J, our NASCAR expert around here, even though he had a bad day yesterday, apparently. Homer, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? Mondays, I tell you, they suck, especially after the Sunday I had with all the restarts and the wrecks and everything. It took my winner and one of my top five bets, and they ended up wrecking, so it wasn't good. But at least Friday night and Saturday night was pretty good, making money. I hit my live winning bets in the Xfinity race and stuff, so it was pretty good.
So overall, a money-making weekend, just a poor Sunday because of the unexpected. Just which makes NASCAR betting so much fun, Homer.
Oh yeah,
it's you know who's going to win until they just wreck.
Oh yeah, well the guy the driver I had to win Sunday, he was literally he come to the line to two to go, and a guy spun out. They brought out a caution. Then the next caution, he was literally, I don't know, 500 feet or less away from the finish line, and that would have been the one to go in the end of the race. So I was literally 500 feet or less from winning.
Oh, it sucks. That is definitely the definition of a bad beat there. But again, this is why we do it, because we're sadists. We're masochists. We do this to ourselves, right? I mean, this is why we sports bet. I had a fantastic weekend. You know, I kind of kicked things off for a Friday. I was posting in the Discord. I went to SmackDown at Madison Square Garden, so that was a hell of a hell of a time. Me and my family, amazing time, just super fun. They make it great there. Before it even begins, they got a couple of matches that they do. It's called like WWE Speed. It's like their matches that they put on Twitter or X or whatever. So we saw a couple of those matches, and then after the even the show was great, and then after the show. They had a couple of matches, and then Cody Rhodes came out, and there's video of this in the Discord. He came out and raised his the old championship belt, and then he went around and he like took photos and shook hands with people like all around the ringside. So me and my family got a picture with Cody Rhodes. Just nice guy. He's kind of like the face of the Federation, the WWE. Face of the industry at this point, probably. Listen, as a wrestling fan, I'm not a huge Cody Rhodes fan, but I gotta say, nice fucking guy. Like, really cool. Took the time out to meet with the families and take pictures and stuff. So, a really cool time, man. I'd never been to a wrestling event before, so it was wild. It was just really, really cool.
And it sounds like would have been pretty cool altogether.
Indeed. So, NBA free agency has started. I don't know if you're paying attention here, but some big things happened in NBA free agency. Paul George joined the 76ers, so he is leaving the Clippers. His time is done with Kawhi. They tried to make that work, but apparently Paul George was butthurt that Kawhi got a deal. Paul George didn't. Paul George wanted 4 years. The Clippers offered him 3. Sixers said, we'll give you 4 years. So there he goes off to Philadelphia to join Joel Embiid. Now, I say this, if he was worried about playing with a guy who's always injured, well, he chose the wrong fucking team. he left Kawhi, who's always injured, and going to Joel Embiid, who seems to be always injured. So Paul George joins the Sixers. Chris Paul was released by the Golden State Warriors. He's joining the Spurs. So if Chris Paul was chasing championships, that chase just stopped, because I don't think the Spurs are winning a championship anytime soon. James Harden, he re-signed with the Clippers. So even though Paul George is gone, it's going to be James Harden and Kawhi Leonard trying to keep the Clippers relevant out there in the West. And then Klay Thompson, his time apparently is done with Golden State. He's meeting with the Lakers, Clippers, and Mavs. Omer Jay, I'd say probably the Paul George deal is the biggest one, him going to Philadelphia, them trying to compete with the Celtics out in the East. And we were thinking maybe Orlando would get Paul George, but there you go. Paul George is now a 76er.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's coming close to beating the Celtics. It's just, unless they make a new super team, I don't think it matters. Paul George or anybody else going to any other team, I don't think anybody's going to have a shot.
And then the other news in the NBA, too, is Bernie Bickerstaff, former coach of the Cleveland Cavs, is now the coach of the Detroit Pistons. I wish ex-Chris was here. He's actually watching Wimbledon. He said he doesn't feel like talking baseball today. He couldn't have enough points to talk about baseball today. But his team, the Detroit Pistons, now have a new head coach. Bernie Bickerstaff is now the head coach of them. So You know what's going to happen here, Homer. He'll turn this team around, and then they'll just fire him, same way that Cleveland did.
Yeah. At this point with Detroit, you can't go anywhere but up. And
True.
I would think at this point that's what you'd want to do, is get a good deal, coach for about 2 years, and be like, hey, fire me so I can do nothing and rake in the money or go somewhere else at this point.
Well, they're already paying one head coach to do that. As Monty Williams, they signed to a 5-year deal, fired him after 1 year, so they owe him $65 million, and then he's still getting paid $20 million from the Phoenix Suns, so he's got $85 million to do fucking nothing. Like, seriously, I think, let's see, yeah, you give me $85 million today, I think I can live on that the rest of my life. I think so, Homer. I don't think I'd have to work another day in my life. $85 million, even here in New Jersey, I could probably live on $85 million for the rest of my life.
Oh yeah, hell, at this point, just give me $1 million. I think I can make it stretch at this point.
Oh jeez.
I also think I had put this in the Discord one day, but it, to me, it's looking like Detroit is almost the Carolina Panthers of the NBA.
I was thinking that, man. Yeah, I was just totally thinking like, the type of dysfunction here. I mean, at least I don't think their owner is a nut job though. I'd have to see who the Pistons owner is. The owner of the Panthers is just a fucking complete nut job. Like, but yeah, I mean, it seems like it's if there are scripts to you know, sports, the NBA is like, hey, NFL, can we just borrow the script for the Panthers? We're just gonna give it to the Pistons.
Yeah, it's hard being a Panthers fan, I tell you.
Oh man, well, a few more weeks we'll be talking about that. A few more weeks we'll have NFL to talk about. It is July 1st already, so NFL right around the corner. But we do have some baseball. We got three games to go today. Going to start off in Toronto, where the Houston Astros are in town. Brown, that is Hunter Brown, taking the mound for Houston Astros, going against, is it Yariel Rodriguez? Yep. So Hunter Brown, not having a fantastic season, but better than Rodriguez. The Blue Jays, of course, we know this is a very slumping team, underperforming team. They're at the very bottom of the American League East. Three and seven over their last 10 games. Where Houston, they had a good weekend. They beat the Mets. You know, they took 2 out of 3 from the Mets. They've won 9 out of their last 10. They're 3.5 games back from Seattle. So whoever buried dirt on the Houston Astros early in their season, Sex Panther, will you please take the dirt off of them? They are rising from the grave, and they're about to take over the West. Let's see what these lines are currently on this game. We got Houston -140, Blue Jays +128. I'm betting Houston in this one, and so is Sex Panther. So we have our first pick for the D-Gen Parlay. And since there's three games, I'll just tell you this. Me and Panther are all in three games together, so we do have a D-Gen Parlay that we can put together between the three of us. So I think Houston's the play here. What say you, Homer?
I'm with y'all guys on that one. I like Houston. I think they're starting to get everything together, and the way their bats are coming alive, and it just seems like everything between hitting, pitching, fielding, they're starting to get everything rolling. And I think I've seen something where that Mattress Mac guy had posted he was betting something on the Astros to win or something like that now that they're actually rolling. So, I mean, with a guy like that, that at one time won $75 million off a bet, I think it's hard to bet against that. So I'm going with the Astros.
Well, he's just a brilliant man, because if he loses the money, then he just says it's a marketing expense. So. So for him, it's like win or lose, he's going to make money. People are going to come and fucking buy mattresses from him, apparently. Next game up, as I mentioned, my Nymet squadron, they lost 2 out of 3 this weekend to Houston. Prior to that, they'd been one of the hottest teams in baseball. They're going to start a series against the Washington Nationals today down in D.C. They're going to put Peterson on the mound, who's having a pretty good start to his season, heading off against Mackenzie Gore, who also not bad, a little bit of a bright spot for the Nats. For a while, isn't it? You know, we thought the Nationals might be, a highly competitive team. They've kind of lost over the last few weeks and dropped behind. They're 2 games behind the Mets now. The Mets have kind of climbed out of that cellar in the National League East, hanging out. Striking distance of the Braves, but, you know, probably not going to get there. The Nationals, though, you know, they had a good start. They're fading. I'm going to take the Mets here. I don't bet on the Mets very often. I've hit on them a couple times over the last few weeks. I'm hoping that they're not cooling off now, losing two in a row to Houston. If the Mets are serious, if the Mets want to make a playoff run at the All-Star break, they need to trade for some bullpen help. This is a team that is vastly in need of a bullpen, just getting their asses handed to them. They were up in that second game against Houston. I think it was 6-1, and they ended up losing like 9-6. You know, so their bullpen shit the bed there. And their starting pitcher is not going deep into games. So I think they need a strong outing from Peterson today. It's minus 106 for the Mets. So it seems like that's a weird line, but I'll take it. $10 bet on the Mets.
Yeah, the Mets have they've been up and down. I think they need Grimace to follow them on the road. The way they played at home went around that all that, but just to be a little different, I think I'm going to go to the other side and take the Nationals since the Nationals are at home. Also, looking here, I see the under 8.5 total runs is -130. So I might sprinkle a little bit of money on that, but just I think I'm going to go with the home team.
All right. Well, let's see if you go with the home team here because the line movement on this one is wacky. The Colorado Rockies hosting the Milwaukee Brewers. This line opened at Milwaukee -174, Colorado +146. It is now down to -162 for the Brewers and +136 for the Rockies. So kind of sus right there. Wilson on the mound going against Austin Gomber. Gomber has been a guy in the past who we've liked. He's 1-5 this year with a 4.63 ERA. I'm betting the Brewers and Panthers betting the Brewers, but this line seems really fucking weird and really off. Are you going to take a flyer on the Rockies here?
Nah, I'm gonna take the Brewers. I really hate there's only three games today because I have a thing where I turn around and I take all the teams that aren't worth a crap and parlay against them, and that usually hits. So I'd like to do that with more than three games because I'm one of those crazy parlay guys. But I don't think it's going to happen today, and I don't think the Rockies, even though they're at home, I don't think they've got a chance. So I'm going to go with the old Brew Crew.
Well, and that'll do it, and that'll bring us to the parlay where so unfortunately, you've been on Washington, so you're out of the parlay here. Feel free to swap them in if you want to because there are only three games. But Panther and myself all agree on Houston, the Mets, and Milwaukee, and that plays 4:54 on this Monday. Back at it tomorrow. I think X-Chris might join us tomorrow too. So some special guests this week while Panther's on vacation. Homer J, thanks for joining me. It was a quick show because we only had three fucking games, but I'll be here all week.
Are you going to keep any eyes on any of the Copa America or the Euro Championship in the soccer games?
No.
I made I made over $500 this weekend just live betting those. The way I watched it, I had, I think it was England was playing somebody. And let's see if I know. They were playing Slovakia, and it ended up having to go into extra time. And what I do is I live bet the half pretty much on the unders. And so I hit that, and then Spain went off against Georgia, which I figured that. And but let's see who they got playing today. And so you got France and Belgium. I like I think France is -110, but just for fun, I think I'm gonna take Belgium at +340, and then Portugal is -270 against Slovenia. I think that's how you say it. And Portugal is the big heavy favorite, so I think I'm gonna definitely live bet that one. And then you got the Copa Americas today. You got the USA playing Uruguay. Uruguay is +195 to win, which from what I seen the other day when the USA played, they absolutely sucked. They threw that game away, and I got a feeling they'll throw it again. So I'm going to take them, and then you got Bolivia and Panama. Just for fun, I'm going to throw the money on a draw at +280 on those.
Well, Playing to our international crowd, Homer, I like it. I know nothing of soccer. I know that it's been on because every time I go to a restaurant, it's apparently on in the background. So go soccer. Yay. And no matter what you're betting on today, whether it's the three Major League Baseball games or soccer with Homer or find something else, go make some money, fools. This show is sports entertainment. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice. In short, don't be stupid. Gamble responsibly. We will not be held responsible. Peace.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.